Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It was so great to have a sit-down conversation with Brothers Osborne at Stagecoach.
Cheers, boys. Welcome back to Stagecoach.
Cheers. Good to be back.
It's so great to talk to you guys as a person that does what we do for a living, but also as a gigantic fan of your work.
I hope that
never gets old hearing. Because,
thank you. We are narcissists. We
good. Love perfect. Perfect.
Hey, no wonder you like them so much.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, that's something a narcissist would say.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dr. John. Happy birthday early.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
You're
happy
very
birthday
welcome.
Early. My birthday is in 2 days.
Exactly right. Yeah. Oh, I know. Do you?
I knew that.
Okay, good.
Apparently not. I'll call you next time if I need to know.
What'd you get your brother? Anything yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
You
think
do you guys do gifts?
No, I mean, what we do is like monumental birthdays. So I just turned 40. John threw me a massive bash. Which was basically how he surprised me is he convinced me to do it. We were doing this charity show, and then I stepped out on stage to perform, and I was like, hey, and then everyone was like, surprise.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, I know, it got me, and I was like, damn, my pants are way too tight. I would have chose different ones if it was going to party all night.
So how did you pull that off without him figuring it out?
It was quite elaborate.
It was a whole thing. Well, the thing is, a couple years prior to that, I had my 40th, and he made it sound like we were going to a gig. It was in our schedule and everything. And the gig was like, I don't know, up in Minnesota or something like that. It was a long drive to where we were going. And of course, I don't pay attention. If I paid attention at all looking back, it would have been clear as day. But I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So we're on the bus. The bus gets pulled over, quote unquote. And our tour manager is like, hey, we got pulled over by the cops. I'm like, are you kidding me? We haven't gotten off the road like yet.
Yeah.
And I walk off the bus, and we're actually at TJ's house. I didn't see the whole thing happen. And it was a big bash. So I knew
surprised
it was going to be hard.
But I made sure his wife, Lucy, had another pair of clothes for him.
Yeah. I was the worst dressed person at my party. So I was just ready to lay my bumper
in PJs. And then then he flipped the script on me.
Yeah.
And I thought there was no way he's going to get me. Because it was like right around the CMAs and the ASCAP. It was like so many monumental moments like, okay, this is when he's going to do it. And then we just flew back from South Africa playing that big, massive festival there. And then I get home and I'm just like, I'm upside down. I'm like, no way he would do it now. And I'm like,
yeah.
And then of course he did. But then, you know, a couple beers in, I was fine.
Sure.
There you go.
So what's better, being the person who's surprised at something like that or being the person who pulled off a surprise since you've both done it?
I think a little bit of both.
Yes.
Being surprised is better. So I learned being the one surprising, it's really stressful.
Yeah.
Because you really, if something goes wrong, you have ruined so much setup. And that part was really stressful. So once the surprise happens, you're like, okay, now I can breathe.
Yeah, and then people are just bringing you things, and they're like, here's a seat, here's a drink, you want anything. When you're hosting, it's like, everyone's like, hey, where's the trash cans? And I'm like, I don't know. Can someone else find something?
Yeah. Yeah.
One more question really quickly. There's a family country band that has recently reunited, and they're down one family member. They couldn't do it anymore. And I think about you guys who are so tight. Can you imagine doing what you're doing without the other?
Well, that's half. That's half the band right there.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the thing is, yeah, I think if I were to, I don't know that I could ever, would ever perform our songs just wouldn't be the same with having another guitar player play the way John played. That would just seem like a posery thing.
I definitely, unless someone wants to see an hour and a half of guitar solos, I can't do it.
Okay.
So I'm screwed. He's fine. My brother's good.
We heard that you might be bringing a special guest on stage.
Yes,
we are.
Did they tell you who the guest was?
No. So we wanted to kind of guess if you started by giving us clues.
This is what we wanted to do.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I will say this person, she...
Okay.
All right. Is a singer, but her primary occupation is not singing.
She is well known for doing.
So is it an actress?
Actress, okay. Yeah. All right. Keep asking 20 questions. You got 19 more.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she an actress that's currently in something?
Yeah, I think so. If not right now, but a very current actress.
And I'll give you one more clue that I think is good to know. They just recently put out music of their own.
Yes.
Is it Kate Hudson?
Yes.
Kate Hudson. Nailed it. Oh,
yeah! Damn! I
take that back.
She can sing.
She's really on stage tonight, man.
Yeah, exactly. The groupie.
Band-Aid. Come on now.
We just did
a podcast with her and her brother Oliver, and we had the best time. We hit it off. But obviously she could sing, but I didn't realize we did the podcast. She was sharing that they have a lot of music it runs through their family, for generations.
Right.
And so it was, really cool. But anyhow, so we asked her, hey, do you want to come jump up on stage with us at Stagecoach?
Oh, that's so cool.
Which was awesome. So she obliged. But the kind of other thing that's exciting is we did get to talk to her quite a bit through this podcast, but we have actually not met her in person still just yet. So I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I mean, she's very lovely.
Awesome.
This was super fun.
Yeah, it was.
One of my favorite interactions with you guys ever. Doesn't it feel like we've just we haven't seen in a while. Let's have a pot fight.
Let's meet up next week.
It was a very cool moment when someone that producer Jessica is a gigantic fan of was able to stop by for a few moments to talk to us during Stagecoach 2025. We're talking about Mrs. Jelly Roll, better known as Bunny.
I think we have to have producer Jessica do the honors.
Yes, you have to. Honey, come sit
Get over here, of course.
You guys, Bunny's here, and I listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I am so obsessed.
I love that.
You're so real and so honest and genuine, and it's just so fun. And I love when you're hanging out with Mimi and Haley.
My babies. Those are my girls.
And it feels like such a girl time, and I'm so glad that you came and talked to us because I listen to you guys all the time, and so this is such a joy and treat, so thank you.
No, thank you guys. I was just telling you guys, I appreciate the fact that you guys even want to talk to me, so.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Whatever I can do to, just be here for you guys.
Our podcast gets tens of people. Yours, so trust me.
I'm not even sure sometimes if it's tens.
Yeah, it's like mostly my family.
Yeah. But no, I would love the opportunity sometime to go and play with your animals on your farm.
Crunchy. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
S'more.
Yes.
I love them. Yes. Those are my babies.
Yeah. It's my dream. I have a property right now that we could.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have baby goats, but then my husband reminds me they don't stay babies.
No, they don't.
They get bigger. And
but
even
the bigger, the more squish, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Love it.
But I love the baby ones.
Have you ever slapped a goat ass?
Have I what?
Ever slapped a goat ass?
Oh, don't get me started.
No.
My cow has the biggest ass, and he just walks by, and I'm just like,
And they like that? They don't mind
it? Oh, he loves it. He's like, murph.
Have anyone loved it? Like, hey, don't do that. I mean,
S'more. We call S'more Star. Is Jeffrey here? We call S'more Star after Jeffrey Star because he reminds me so much of Jeff.
Yes.
It's hilarious. So S'more, he's more of like the cat, where Crunchy's more of the dog.
Right.
So our animals, we don't deserve them.
Yeah.
We genuinely don't deserve them. I sit out on my farm every day like a weirdo and just sit there and hang out with animals because it's like, they're just so peaceful. And they just bring so much love. They radiate love.
What's the next animal you're going to add?
I want another Highland, but my husband has put his foot down, and Daddy never puts his foot down about anything.
Yeah.
So for him to say no more animals right now, I'm like, please.
Aww.
So I thought about just throwing one out there, and maybe he won't even notice.
Sure.
You know, 6 months down the road, he's going to be like, when did we get this one? Yeah. You know?
Oh, so, honey, we got that a long time ago.
He's been here.
You
honey.
Were there. Yeah.
My sister,
work on this, buddy.
Yeah. My sister does it when she buys new shoes. She puts them in the trunk of her car for a couple of months.
Yeah.
This is a true story, Robin. He knows my sister very well.
Very well.
And then after a couple of months, she brings them and he's like, when did you get those? And she can honestly say, I got these months ago.
Oh, my God.
How did you not see that?
I'm going to stuff a Highland in the trunk.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep it in there for a couple months.
Yes.
And I'm using the sister trick.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Let's get a little air in there, though.
Yeah. little water, too.
So have you seen the crowd out there tonight?
It's wild. Oh, we just went and saw Co, and the crowd for Co was wild.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine after a certain guy named Jelly Roll stole Stagecoach last year, made it his own.
In a good way.
He said, y'all, you make me a headliner in the best way.
Yeah.
You make me the headliner this year. You're not going to believe what's happening. I'm not going to ask for any spoilers.
So the boys last night, they were going over the set list, and it's so cute because my husband will ask me to come listen to the set list. And so we're listening to it, and I'm like, it's too long there. And he's like, oh my God, it's too long there. And he's like, we got to cut this. And like, everybody's like, get mad over here. And they're like chopping and cutting the set list up. And like, so I think they got it down perfect. And it's going to be really cool. There's a bunch of surprises tonight.
Yeah.
You know how he is. It's like a freaking variety show.
Yes.
It's like happy hour.
Which is the
you
best.
You know, on a stage. So, yeah.
So he's like at home, like he is in interviews and on stage, right?
Try living with that.
We're going to get up. We're
gonna try living with that.
Some breakfast.
Yeah, and the windows behind in the front for the you know, so like he great. Starts going off on his little tangents, and I'm just like, babe, you're at home. And he's like, I know.
He was actually very charming when Jelly brought out Bunny XO during his awesome set on Saturday evening.
We have our entire conversation with Bunny XO online at KSON.com. More of an adult conversation, just to let you know.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Lemon Grove. Good morning, Belinda.
Hi, good morning.
Belinda, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please step out? Please. Thanks.
Belinda, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store. Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, Belinda, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay? Let's start out with a true or false question. 3-time Oscar nominee Michelle Pfeiffer's first acting gig was in a Ford truck commercial. Is that true or false?
True.
Toby Keith just fulfilled a lifelong dream. Even over a year after his death, his racehorse Render Judgment will compete at this legendary horse race this Saturday that's famous for mint juleps. What's the race?
Is it the Derby?
More specific?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. The beloved item that was stolen from Pee-wee Herman in Pee-wee's Big Adventure will go up for auction this weekend. What is it?
A guitar.
This actress who starred as Max on Dark Angel, Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four, Nancy in the Sin City movies, and is the founder of The Honest Company, a billion-dollar business that makes ethical, non-toxic household products, had a birthday yesterday. Who am I talking about?
Jessica.
Come on. You're almost there.
Yes, I know. I know it's not Beale. It's Jessica.
Belinda, you're putting so much pressure on yourself.
Am I getting like half credit?
I'll give you half of that. Okay. And finally, the creator of The Sopranos was worried that this actor wouldn't be threatening enough as Tony Soprano. Who played Tony Soprano?
I don't have his name in my
head. Okay. All right. Let's get Tam back in. So, Belinda, what's happening with you today?
I have the day off.
Nice. What are you going to do with yourself?
I'm going to Costco this morning.
A little day off at Costco. Is there a hot dog in your future for $1.50?
Oh, yes.
All right. I like your style. Belinda has a day off. She's going to go buy some Kirkland products at Costco, have a hot dog, and did 1.5 out of 5 today.
Okay. All right.
Tammy, true or false, 3-time Oscar nominee Michelle Pfeiffer's first acting gig was in a Ford truck commercial.
Sure. Why not?
True. Is right. Belinda knew that. 1-1. Toby Keith just fulfilled a lifelong dream even over a year after his death. His racehorse Render Judgment will compete at this legendary horse race this Saturday. It's famous for mint juleps. What's the race?
The juleps are which one? Gosh, there's the Belmont. There's the I'm going to go Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby is right. Belinda could not come up with the state. 2-1, Tammy. The beloved item that was stolen from Pee-wee Herman in Pee-wee's Big Adventure will go up for auction this weekend. What is it?
Would it be Cherry? I'm trying to think of a beloved item of his. Wasn't Cherry in his show?
The whole movie of Pee Wee's Big Adventure was about
his bike.
His bike being stolen.
Duh. Yeah, Belinda, Cherry was his TV show, right?
Cherry was name of his chair.
Yes.
His talking chair.
Yes.
It is now still 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, this actress who starred as Max on Dark Angel, Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four, Nancy in the Sin City movies, and is the founder of the Honest Company, a billion-dollar business that makes ethical, non-toxic household products, had a birthday yesterday. Who is she?
Jessica Alba.
Belinda had the Jessica part down, just could not come up with the last name, hence the half. It's now 3-1.5. And finally, Tammy, the creator of The Sopranos was worried that this actor wouldn't be threatening enough as Tony Soprano. Who played Tony Soprano?
James Gandolfini.
James Gandolfini, the late, great James Gandolfini. Today we finish with a score of 4-1.5, Belinda. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
A 4-pack of tickets to Legoland California Resort, and the world's largest Lego festival is coming to Legoland May 3rd through June 8th.
Thank you.
Belinda, have a wonderful day off. Enjoy yourself. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Belinda Lemongrove, and I flunked out on Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
She's a Grammy winner, a CMA winner, an ACM winner, a Daytime Emmy nominee, and we were so grateful she took some time with us over the weekend at Stagecoach, Ashley McBride.
Ashley McBride.
Hello.
Happy Stagecoach.
Happy Stagecoach.
I'm sure you've heard this from a million people, but when we got to watch you live on television be accepted into the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yes.
And they brought your mom out.
Yeah, surprise on top of surprise.
We were all in the studio crying.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a beautiful, beautiful
thing. There was a 0% chance of me holding my stuff together on that.
No, how could you?
Yeah,
you
know? The biggest ask, the biggest invitation you can receive in your lifetime, and then they're like, oh, and your mom.
And you had no idea, any of that was happening?
No! It did alert me, though, to what gifted liars and deceivers my team is made of. So I was like, how did you guys keep that from me? And I was like, wily ones.
This is not your first stage, Coach. I remember the horrible idea of putting that stage in front of the stage. When
stage.
It was 135,000 degrees.
Yeah. Yep.
And we went and watched, because you came and did our interview, and then we went and watched your set. And
yep.
I'm like, I need to help her. Not to perform, you were a killer, but I thought you were going to drop dead right there on stage.
It was so hot, the equipment stopped working.
Yes.
My Telecaster stopped working, and that was before I knew how to sing without a guitar. So I'm sure that was an entertaining thing to watch.
What does that mean?
when you're used to only accompanying yourself, you know, for your most of your life.
Oh, okay.
And then so I started playing the guitar, and then it didn't work during the set. And I was like, what I need to do is drop the guitar and entertain more.
Yeah.
Because we've lost a little bit of sound here. Because I'm one of those artists that if I don't play my instrument, it makes a difference.
So you don't mean you don't mean your vocals change. It means holy crap.
Like, what do I do with my hands?
Yes. Right.
And like, pat your leg like you're on Hee Haw? Like, and you're having this conversation with yourself while realizing that the shirt you're wearing was not approved wardrobe. It's going to look like crap. It's too big. Your guitar doesn't work. Everything is falling apart.
Oh, I hope
you're being entertaining
right
now. I had
no idea there was so much that went into this.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody's that anxious, but I am.
So the conversation's going just fine. We start talking about Ashley McBride attempting to air guitar through that instrument mishap that hot day. And then Tam has to drop a bombshell.
Because you actually were in an air guitar band.
Okay.
You were in an air guitar band?
Oh, this is an accomplished musician. Please, we have to do this. Yes, we were called Metallicats. And
nice.
We did Metallica music.
Yeah.
But
it was convincing air guitar, right?
Kill.
It's like pantomiming. So it was basically improv.
Thank you.
I play air fiddle.
Thank you. You know how great you are as a musician. Please.
I did,
but you probably could pick up a fiddle.
And I play actual French horn. So it's like, I'm the one getting beat up after lunch. Air guitar guy doesn't get beat up. French horn girl gets beat up.
Beating you up.
Not this one, but some of them.
So hot in here.
So hot. Maybe you can jump in, partner, 25
yeah,
years.
No, it's no problem. It's Ashley McBride. We're here backstage live at Stagecoach. And nothing makes things more awkward like someone like me who can make any moment
You're
more
the best.
Awkward.
Thank you. Like my real partner.
Yeah. Okay. Thought I'd help. Okay. Oh, yeah. With yeah. a little humor.
Oh, you I feel helped like this went
with
well.
The, you I helped with the air really guitar. Well. Yeah, Metallicat's finally getting that long-awaited recognition.
Metallicat's is great.
Not sure I'm ever going to forgive you, Tim.
Oh, my gosh. Stop. It was funny.
The woman has a Grammy.
I know.
Tell her about your Neo Air guitar band when you played to five people.
Listen, you're a human being. You are a young man. She totally understood it.
And awesome.
I loved her not only poking at you, but sharing her little insecurities as well.
Some people never change, no matter how famous, no matter how accomplished they get. She just rocked, and she just went out and killed after that conversation. What a great set.
Yeah.
Complete Stagecoach coverage at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. That song rocked Saturday night at Stagecoach. The man himself literally rocked. I can't believe, with all the things Jelly Roll has going on, he found time for Stagecoach.
I know. It's totally true between American Idol and everything else that he's been doing.
Making room to stop by the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
I've been thinking about ways to make it sound cool, but I can't. I'm eating a lot of protein and vegetables and walking. That's what I'm doing.
How much, do you mind me asking how much you've lost?
We're approaching the 200-pound mark.
Wow.
I would guess that I have lost an entire Jimmy Kimmel.
And when do you stop, though? That's the big question. Like, do you have a number in mind?
I do have a number in mind. So for the non-fluffy people in the world, I would do all the fun stuff in life. You got to be under 250.
Okay.
So my goal, I want to skydive. I want to ride a roller coaster. I want to ride a bull. I know it sounds crazy. I want to wrestle an alligator. I got a list of things that I want to do.
You know, I never thought about the restrictions that being that heavy have on you. Mm-hmm. I never thought you could ever ride a roller coaster, but sure. That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
Back to his schedule. Over the weekend at Stagecoach, we didn't get a chance this year to sit down with Jelly Roll because the man didn't have any time. His wife, Bunny XO, stopped by and said Jelly wants to come so bad,
mm-hmm.
There's just not a way physically possible he can do it unless he was cloned, and even then he'd be too busy.
Exactly.
I was home last night, as I'm sure we all were, just like, ugh.
I know.
So tired.
What just hit you? Right. That's what I said to my husband. I was like, I looked at him, I said, I can't believe how utterly exhausted I am.
And we didn't really, I mean, yeah, we did a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
It's not like we ran a freaking triathlon.
I know.
Meanwhile, I'm watching Idol with my girlfriend Sam, and I'm assuming it's taped or it's a repeat, and all of a sudden he's on the talking to Ryan, Jessica's old boss, by the way, talking to Ryan Seacrest about how he was on a Stagecoach on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is he doing this? I can barely lift a finger right now.
I know.
833-287-1037. We want to get you to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so you can take your family to Legoland California Resort, a family four-pack, win or lose, by taking on Tammy. 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Don't there get you this go. Guy going. He starts taking off his clothes.
Is that true?
That is true. Once
all
or right. twice.
Well, that's all Tammy needed to hear. She went to the right party. Totally different contrast of Tammy's experience at Stagecoach and my experience at Stagecoach. We had definite assignments.
Sure. I had a wristband to get back into the RV camping area. And
the party.
Yes. And John had a wristband that allowed him to get into the artist compound. So we wanted to see what the difference was. And I jokingly called it, I'm going to go to East County. John's going to go to North County.
Who do you think had a better time? It's an interesting conversation. I mean, after all, the biggest names in the business were supposed to be at that artist compound.
Uh-huh.
More on that in a bit. But first, Tammy hanging out with the peeps at Stagecoach.
Well, I stopped because you guys had a bar and you looked fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't there get you this go. Guy going. He starts taking off his clothes. Like
is that true?
That is true. Once all or right. twice. Can't prove it.
You guys are firemen?
Certified, not qualified.
I just want you guys to have a great time this weekend.
We're having a good time.
That's right. Excellent.
You guys need something to eat?
Oh, my God, you're so sweet.
No.
I'm good with food right now.
Are you sure?
Unless you got a shot or a Jell-O shot, I would take that. So, Mike, you got something super special from Guy Fieri, which I'm probably going to say wrong. John always corrects me.
Fieri.
I know. I have the hardest time.
Say it with me. Fee?
Fee.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Put it together.
Fieri.
Thank you.
But what happened the other day?
I actually had one of my challenge coins from my Toys for Tots event, and I exchanged it for one of his coins, and oh my God, it is amazing.
This has just got to be such a moment for you.
It was very cool. It really was. I'm having a blast.
All right.
My name is Joe. I'm just a fireman. I work in El Monte.
You're not just a fireman.
I'm just
dude,
a fireman.
Come on.
Well, that's my rank.
Okay, but I know, but I'm just saying, dude, you save people, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
And especially with everything that went on this last year. I mean, it had to have been tough.
Yeah, it was a busy year here.
What made you make that decision to become a fireman?
So I was around it my whole life. My dad was a fireman. His brother was a fireman for LA City, and I've just been around it. I grew up going to the fire stations my whole life. So.
You just knew that's where you were going to go?
Yeah, kind of knew it. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Yep, Tammy having a good old time hanging out with shirtless firemen. And
yes, taking Jell-O shots, talking
celebrity chefs. Now, that was Tammy at the campsites at Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. I had a different pass. I was back at the artist compound. Uh-huh. This was Sunday, and I was very excited to sit back there and see what I was going to see.
Mm-hmm.
I even strategically placed myself in a place I thought was going to be primo
okay.
for people watching.
Hey, guys. John, being very hush-hush right now because I'm not sure I'm supposed to be filming back here. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But, Kevin Bacon was just right standing there, and if you can see this trailer, it says the Backstreet Boys. Jessica, I'm doing my best to stay here and make sure that no BSB walks by here without at least being seen by us. Tracy Lawrence is in that trailer right there. So far, zero activity.
And that's the extent. Now, I will say this. Kevin Bacon, his band, the Bacon Brothers, mm-hmm. were playing in the Palomino stage. He was 5 feet in front of me.
I would have loved to have been that close to him.
However, you can't ask for a picture. You can't. It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
And everybody there is like, oh, hey, what's up, Kev? Hey, KB, what's going down?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's the other Bacon Brother. Mm-hmm. They're buddies. They're friends. They're family. I'm not going to go in there and get a picture.
No, I get
in retrospect,
that.
I should have. I mean, good God, the guy's been in every movie ever made since I was a teenager, probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit of an overstatement. And then, I consisted of me staring at a Backstreet Boys trailer that never opened and Tracy Lawrence's door that never opened.
So A lot of doors. That's all right. We'll post the video up on KSON and John and Tammy's social so you can see. At least you get a glimpse of it. I totally understand this, though, John, because I remember the year that Steve Martin was at Stagecoach.
Exactly.
And I stood and just stared at his trailer, willing that door to open. By the way, Steve Martin never ended up in that trailer. He never went in. But I'm such a fan that I was hopeful.
I vividly remember that. I think it was our first Stagecoach, actually. And we perched ourselves mm-hmm. just for a glimpse
yep.
of the man. That never happened. That's basically exactly what happened to me. Although it was very thrilling when the door opened and there comes Kevin Bacon all lean and mean and footloose dancing machine.
Mm-hmm. Now, producer Jessica was not in the artist compound, but producer Jessica apparently has quite the story from Sunday night, and we're looking forward to hearing that at 7:35 this morning. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, meet Justin and his son Simon. They're from Ramona. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Simon, I hear it's a big day for you.
It is. I have my driving test.
Ooh.
All right. Best of luck. And then freedom. Good for you. Justin, how's he going to do, you think?
Excellent, of course. Outstanding student. They're good at everything, so
worries here. All right, man. Hey, do me a favor, guys. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Bye, Tammy.
Bye. Good luck.
Justin, I got 5 pop culture questions for you and Simon. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Rosie O'Donnell talks to Lyle Menendez on the phone about 2 or 3 times a week. What was the name of Rosie's talk show?
Oh, boy.
Justin Bieber is allegedly going to visit a Nordic country to finish his album. What are Justin's most passionate fans known as?
Believers.
John Lithgow is still looking forward to playing Professor Dumbledore, despite just learning about the controversy surrounding J.K. Rowling. John is also the voice of Lord Farquaad in this animated movie franchise. What is it?
Shrek.
A smashed Kurt Cobain guitar sold for over $101,000 at an auction. He broke it back in 1992 during his legendary band's European tour. What's the band?
Nirvana.
Kate Hudson was a surprise performer Friday at Stagecoach, joining Brothers Osborne. Kate was nominated for an Oscar for playing Penny Lane in this movie that has San Diego ties.
Is it the Beatles biopic?
Let's get Tam back in. Simon, talk to me. Are you nervous about your driver's test?
I am.
Yeah. I was never a very good test taker, but I passed it first time out. How about you, Tam?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Tam's a much better driver than I am. No shock there. The guys did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Okay, all right.
Rosie O'Donnell talks to Lyle Menendez on the phone about 2 or 3 times a week. What was the name of Rosie's talk show?
I think it was called Rosie.
I'm going to go ahead and give you that, but it was officially the Rosie O'Donnell Show, but everyone knew it as Rosie. So either way, Justin and Simon couldn't come up with it. 1-0 Tam. Justin Bieber is allegedly going to visit a Nordic country to finish his album. What are Justin's most passionate fans known as?
Beliebers.
Beliebers is right. The guys knew that. 2-1. John Lithgow is still looking forward to playing Professor Dumbledore, despite just learning about the controversy surrounding J.K. Rowling. John is also the voice of Lord Farquaad in this animated movie franchise.
Shrek.
That is right. Guys knew that. 3-2. A smashed Kurt Cobain guitar sold for over $101,000 at an auction. He broke it back in 1992 during his legendary band's European tour. What's the band?
Oh my God. You know I know this. It's on the tip of my tongue. Nirvana.
Nirvana is right. Justin and Simon knew that as well. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Kate Hudson was a surprise performer Friday at Stagecoach, joining Brothers Osborne. Kate was nominated for an Oscar for playing Penny Lane in this movie that has San Diego ties.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous is right. Guys, she goes 5 for 5 today. Simon, I hope that's exactly what you do on your driver's test. Regardless of that, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we got a great prize for you.
We do, guys. You now have a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland California with the world's largest Lego festival coming to the Legoland California Resort May 3rd through June 8th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You guys enjoy yourself at Legoland. Simon, best of luck to you. Drive safely, always. Before you leave, I have this for you to say.
We're Justin and Simon from Ramona, and we fucked out of Tammy's
college. 833-287-1037. You heard us yapping enough about it. Mm-hmm. If you were at Stagecoach, and so many of you were, we'd love to hear your highlights. Some of your favorite moments of this past weekend, which some are saying was the best Stagecoach ever.
Producer Jessica has been chomping at the bit to share something with us. You're holding it. So spill it.
So Sunday night for me was the craziest night at Stagecoach.
Okay.
I had two of my girlfriends with me. We were super excited to see Luke Combs because I was obviously Garth Brooks. We knew Garth was coming.
Uh-huh.
So we go down to the pit area that we were able to get into, and we sat down to start waiting, and all of a sudden, people are looking towards us. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are literally right behind us.
Okay.
Mila ended up sitting down next to us because we were sitting down on the floor because it was cold.
Yeah.
And people kept asking her for pictures, and she was so kind. And my friend Angelique, who you guys know, my friend Angelique, she's the kind of person that'll talk to anybody and will become best friends with them.
Yes.
She goes, here, just sit down with us. It's totally cool. She sits down with us, and we proceed to talk to her for 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's awesome.
She was like our friend by the edge. She's like, are you guys going to go see Backstreet Boys? We're like, yeah. She's like, yeah, we're going to beeline there as soon as Garth is done and with Luke.
Scheduling her Sunday night with Mila Kunis.
Yes, exactly.
100%. We were talking about going to all the other Stagecoach. She's like, this is my 10th. This is my husband's 13th. At the end, when Luke was done, she's like, I'll see you guys at Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Like,
she
was the nicest person I've... It just was like a normal conversation with another human and not like this massive celebrity that other people were taking pictures of. I think it's because we didn't ask for pictures or anything.
Sure.
And then, I mean, eventually at one point, Shaboozy came and was hanging out in our area. and he was like freaking out when Garth came out. I don't know how I ended up in the middle of the celebrity section, but that's where I was Sunday night.
Nice. So you are screaming for Garth right next to Mila Kunis with Shaboozy right there.
It was a wild moment. When Good Charlotte came out, and I'm like, Ashton Kutcher's behind me. Good Charlotte singing their song from, you know, 2003, 2004. I feel like I'm in a very specific time and space.
Yes, I bet.
It felt so weird.
And then you went back further in time to the Palomino stage to watch your childhood come alive before your very eyes. We're talking about Backstreet Boys. And I think, I think your squeals of delight right here say it all. When Luke Combs joined Backstreet Boys for their biggest song ever.
I was not expecting the Palomino stage and people at Stagecoach to go as crazy as they did for the Backstreet Boys. It was kind of wild.
Really? Didn't you see the SNL concert before the 50th anniversary when they came out? And everybody, and I mean everybody, even Jerry Seinfeld was singing along to that song. I totally expected that to happen.
I just, with the Backstreet Boys, it's my own little world when I listen to them. And I just think, you know, that was my boy band thing. Guys, girls, every single person was singing every single song and screaming. And it was so much fun. It was the best way to end Stagecoach.
833-287-1037. Kind of hard to top that, but what do you got as far as a Stagecoach memory?
Well, and here's the thing. You don't have to top it. Just share what was so great for you. You know, that's all that matters. 833-287-1037.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It was so cool to talk to Tucker Wetmore on Friday at Stagecoach. First of all, it was our first interview of the weekend, which was going to be a very busy weekend.
Yes.
Secondly, it had to be the best day of his life. His album also came out that day, and so many people were so excited about Tucker Wetmore making his Stagecoach debut.
And especially any girl who is a brunette, because this is a new song on Tucker Wetmore's new album.
I need a brown eye, 5'5", no sign of the Mason Dixon. My kind ain't climbed up in a four-wheel drive and slipped and never been fishing, never been mudding. Gotta be one that done remind me.
When I was going back to the camping RV area at Stagecoach, a brunette stopped me. Her name was Leah, and she was freaking out because she decided to shoot her shot with Tucker Wetmore.
Leah, what part of San Diego are you from?
I am from Point Loma, OB area.
Okay, Leah, you shot your shot.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
Okay, Tucker Wetmore was at the Wrangler booth, and the ladies behind us were like, hey, get your man, girl, shoot your shot, you know, life is beautiful. And they gave me a dollar bill and a pen to put my Instagram, and I wrote it and handed it to that beautiful, dreamy guy.
Right, and it's all because of his current song.
Brunette, yes. And finally a song for the brunettes out here. I think he just needs to change the lyrics to 5'2 instead of 5'5.
Well, there you go. Well, it was lovely to meet you.
Oh my gosh, such a dream meeting you.
And if he ever does end up following you on Instagram, you have to let us know.
Oh, I will.
Done deal?
100%.
Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
Now, where am I when this is all going on?
You were busy in the artist compound staring at doors.
Busy staring at doors while you're hanging out with a hot brunette named Leah, salivating over Tucker Wetmore.
Yeah.
Good for her. I love the confidence, and why not?
Yes.
Why not?
You never know.
That's how Tyler Hubbard met his wife at Stagecoach.
Yep.
Girl from San Diego, took her shot. That is how our friend Callie met Hardy, I imagine, somewhat like that. Just go with it.
Okay.
Carlsbad's own Callie, who now is Mrs. Hardy, Mrs. Michael Hardy, and mother of his child. You just never know unless you do it.
It was actually Hardy who took his shot with her.
Well, I don't blame him.
Yes, asking her out. Yes.
Either way, all they can do is say no, but maybe they won't.
You never know.
And I saw a picture of you and Leah. Tucker, bro.
Yeah.
I mean... I imagine he had worse days than he had on Friday. Good God. Good for him. We have our entire conversation with Tucker at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. I'm very happy that we're back in town from Stagecoach 2025. Another Stagecoach is in the books, sure, but the reason I'm happy is that I got to put a stop to the San Diego Padres madness.
We are leaving it all in your hands, John, because something has to change.
Good Lord, I leave town. They lose all the games to Tampa Bay. I mean, Tampa's okay, but we're hurt. I mean, that's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. The injuries have finally come back. And the good news about that, I got two pieces of good news.
Well, that I want to hear those.
Okay.
Because I was nervous this morning. The first thing I hear is another Padre injured. I was like, oh.
Well, the good news is that we are getting healthier. Okay. Luis Arraez should return tonight against San Francisco after finishing his 7-day concussion protocol stint on the IL.
Okay.
Jason Hayward should be back today against the Giants as well. Still no word on when Jake Cronenworth's coming back, and still no word on when Jackson Merrill's coming back, despite the fact that he's running at nearly full speed and is able to partake in most baseball activities, according to the Padres website. I'm just thinking they're just really kid's gloves with Jackson Merrill, making sure that this superstar is, you know, going to be okay when we really need him.
Exactly.
I don't want to panic. It's still been a very good month, as it has been now a full month of San Diego Padres baseball. But a really, really, really good San Francisco Giants team is in town, and they're not supposed to be as good as they are, but don't tell them that. They're playing good baseball. So the injuries getting healthier, piece of good news number one. Piece of good news number two, tonight is a big night, a perfect night to stop the slide.
Oh, it's a bobblehead night, isn't it?
It's not just bobblehead night. It is the OG, the best of all time, our Hall of Famer, our legend, Mr. San Diego, Mr. Padre, Tony Gwynn, rookie bobblehead. The first 40,000 tonight get a Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead. It's beautiful. It's presented by Petco. It's a must-have for all Friar fans. And it'll be distributed first come, first serve. 6:40 is the first pitch. And again, the first 40,000. So get to the park early today if you want to snag your Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead. Padres, I'm back in town. I'm not messing around.
He's here. He's here to help.
I'm here if you need me. You got my number. I've sent it to you 1,000 times to the point of you telling me to stop.
Hey, listen. John even gave away one of his Padre hats to Carly Pierce. So maybe that'll bring some luck, too.
Hasn't yet.
Eh.
Let's hope. Go Pods. Remember, you can catch every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We were really looking forward to talking to Scotty McCreery Sunday at Stagecoach. I had to run away from the microphone for a brief minute because I saw that time to go use the restroom. Tammy wasted no time in replacing me with Scotty McCreery.
So you get to be my new co-host. Yeah, Tammy and Scotty, San Diego's morning show. I love it.
Wake up, San Diego. How's it going? This goes well. You know, I might be moving. I might be coming out west.
I would like that very much.
Yes, absolutely. That would be fun. We'll be waving Tammy and Scotty flag.
Well, right? Yes, if he doesn't show up, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. You've been demoted.
This was going so well.
It was going so well.
I'll wash my hands.
So it's Tammy and Scotty, San Diego's morning show.
I don't disagree with any of that.
Excited. How are you today?
I'm
you
so good, Mr. McCreery. Oh. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
I know. It's all right.
I think we were early. So
Scotty, as a dad, you know, normally artists are like, man, they want to sleep as late as they want. How do you work that in changing your sleep schedule and all of that when you're dad?
It's tough.
You know, when you're family time.
Yeah, I'm learning lessons. I still am. I try to learn every day, you know. But I think last year I did not do a great job with my sleep schedule because it's like I'd get out here and we'd stay up on the road, me and the band, till late night, and we'd sleep in till whenever. And then I'd get home and it'd be like, man, little man's waking up at 7 whether you like it or not.
So, daddy,
I know,
daddy.
So now I'm trying to at least get up a little earlier on the road so that when I get home, it's not as big of a shift.
Isn't it funny how they just don't care?
Oh, man.
What your job
daylight
is.
Daylight savings time or whatever that flips. It's like, whoo. Right.
I don't think we should even waste time. Let's give Scotty his present. Yes, we talked about it earlier. The John and Tam Dana.
I think I saw you wearing it, and I was like, yes.
That's the one.
So here it is. All right. Do you approve?
It looks fantastic.
Scotty approved.
You need a margarita to go with that.
See?
You know? Yeah.
Right? So that is yours.
You know, when we talked to you last week, you said when you were here last time, I think it was like, years of 2018, I believe.
I think it was, yeah.
That you had you know, you had a few songs that you had out there, and people were familiar with them, but you know, you're kind of going back to your cover songs and songs you played on Idol, probably. You got an entire stable of number one songs now. And I know that seeing the, you have such a huge fan base, such a passionate fan base, and they're all representing tonight. You're so even keeled right now. You're so calm acting right now. Are inside, are you like Jiffy Pop popcorn, just like going crazy inside? Or?
I know it's a big deal tonight, you know. So I think once I get the boots on and kind of, you know, get on the horse, get ready for the show, it's going to be like, all right, here we go. So I think that's why I've been up, kind of jacked up all day, because I know we got a big one tonight. So,
right.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's going to be a big time tonight, and always good to see y'all. And
I can't wait till you get home tomorrow, and your wife says, here.
Here,
rock star.
I know. That's why I'm getting home, so I can help. You know? I'm gone a lot, so when I can help, I try.
All right, man. Have so much fun. We know you will. And we will see you this summer for our All-American Summer Tour with Scotty McCreery and Katy Perry. Get your tickets at KSON.com. Thank you, man.
He did.
Did I say Band Perry?
Yes.
Well, she's part of it.
If Katie's listening and wants to come out.
She's part of it. Well, they kicked one of the brothers out, so now Katie's in there.
Oh,
fresh,
wow.
Fresh from space.
What a band.
I meant the Band Perry. Sorry. All right. Thanks for picking up on that.
That's fantastic.
All right, man. Take care of yourself, Scotty.
Hey, no problem.
Our best to your family.
Scott McCreery, so kind. When he says that's fantastic, what he means is, man, you're an idiot.
Oh, my God, he did not.
Katy Perry.
It was totally a slip of the tongue. It's understandable.
Anyway.
Remember, Scotty's coming here to San Diego. John and Tammy's All-American Summer Concert. A great show for the entire family. It's an all-ages show, Scotty and the Band Perry. Get your tickets right now at KSON.com.
Now, if you remember, before we left for Stagecoach, we talked to Scotty McCreery and said we wanted to give him a John and Tammy bandana, what we were calling a John and Tam dana, and he said he would wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? That's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Did Scotty McCreery lead us astray by making us think that he was going to wear our John and Tammy bandana, the Stagecoach gift that we called the John and Tamdana, mm-hmm, on stage during his set? You be the judge. Tell us what you think he said here when we talked to him last week before Stagecoach.
You know, I'm honored, first of all. And second, you know, I think we can definitely take a look at this. What colors are we working with? Is it pink? Or is it going to go with my outfit?
Well, that's a good question.
Yes. So it's yellow, and it's a really it's a really good yellow, right? You think of sunflowers and all of that.
I think it's a Southern hospitality yellow is what I think. And absolutely. No one says Southern hospitality more than you do, my friend.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, the John and Tammy logo on it. So it's a perfect thing to accessorize whatever it is that you're wearing, Scotty.
Yes. Well, I typically go with the old Johnny Cash, black jeans, black shirt. And if it's 80s, I can still get away with that, you know. So, that might would work. So, thank you all for thinking of me.
Now I'm conflicted because doesn't sound like he's saying I'm going to wear it, does he?
Mm-mm.
Why did we think he said that?
I guess I felt like he would, but.
Were we lying to ourselves?
Maybe.
He said he's going to wear it, gang. Well, we were super excited to go watch his set to see if whether or not Scotty was going to wear the John and Tam Dana. $50 if you can guess what happened next.
Hey guys, Scotty McCreery is on stage right now for Stagecoach.
Not wearing our bandana.
I'm sorry.
Our John and Tam Dana.
Yeah, that's a big negative.
He was not wearing. He was wearing all black, though. Now, he did wear it in our photo with him after we interviewed him, so that was right. But you know what, John, listening back, he didn't say, you bet I'll wear it.
I know.
He said that might could work.
Yeah.
Those were his words. Might could work. Thank you for thinking of me. It was very sweet.
He's always kind.
He is.
He's always very, very pleasant. And I guess it proves to anyone listening that you lie to yourself enough, you'll believe it to be true.
You know what? Maybe when he comes for John and Tammy's All-American Summer Concert on June 14th, he's bringing the Band Perry with him, too, and it's an all-ages show, a perfect concert to take your kids to. Tickets are available right now at KSON.com. Maybe we can get him to wear it then, just for one song.
You know we're going to try. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.